It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning. Welcome to a wonderific Wednesday. It is May 25th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. I was gone the last couple days. I spent 3 days in our Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. We'll talk more about that later. Crazy, but it happens. Our body just does what it wants to do, you know. Speak Out 2.0, you know, we also have sports action. Tonight, the Colorado Avalanche take on the St. Louis Blues. I don't have a time on that, but it is happening today sometime. Thursday, we have the New York Rangers taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. That's an NHL playoff game, 3:30. Then the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers at 6:40. And those games can be heard on our sister station, KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. Their service area is growing daily for fiber internet, digital phone, and TV streaming service. Take the next step. Pre-register today, and it doesn't cost you anything, and you're not committing to anything. Just pre-register by going to TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or you can call 888-226-2095. Or you can stop by their new offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glamour Inn. Or you can call Regina at 928-763-1100, and she can do it all for you over the phone. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and food. Yes, we have the island-style experience kitchen. We have the unique eatery and Daniels all down here on the ground floor, plus the ice cream store. Upstairs, we have sporting goods to boots, chocolate to movies, sports to sunglasses. On the front of the building, a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, a nail salon, and a dollar store. Come join us at the mall. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, just celebrated their one-year anniversary. They still have some specials going on, and you can also order your meals and pick them up. Yeah, go to ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com, and you'll be able to see the menu, and you can sit there. You can sit down on a Friday or Saturday and order your whole lunch for the whole week. Pick it up on Sunday. Boom, you're ready to go. You don't have to go through a drive-thru. You got all your meals. Some of them can be cold. Some of them you just pop in a microwave. But it's so much easier to eat that way, and it's healthy for you. Go to ProFitKitchen.com. All right, into the studio we go. But we're going to be on the phone today with Danny Tarkarian, who is interested in being a congressman for Nevada for District 2, which takes in Laughlin here in the area that we're in Laughlin and Searchlight. And so, Danny, welcome to the program. Oops, hold on. Danny, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I brought up my guest mic, not the phone. how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good. So you've decided to run. Apparently you were not an incumbent. Why are you taking on District 2?
You know, first of all, District 2 is in the middle and northern part of Nevada. It's not going to encompass Laughlin.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay. I still would love to talk with your listeners. That's okay.
Sure.
You know, this Nevada has one state Republican seat in Washington D.C. and that's it. And it's in District 2. And it's a very conservative district. It's a district that is very much in favor of the America First principles that President Trump articulated. The current incumbent, Mark Gamaday, he has a horrendous voting record, and every single conservative group out there, he's got an F with the Liberty Group, D minus with the Club for Growth, Freedom Works, and Heritage Action Group. He was the first GOP congressman to support President Trump's first impeachment inquiry. He's voted for and advocates giving amnesty to illegal immigrants, giving $600 million of Planned Parenthood of your taxpayer money. And he's voted for every budget that's come before him, which has increased our debt by $14 trillion. And he just voted to give $40 billion more to Ukraine before he's done anything for the people here in the United States. So someone had to step up and run against him. It's not easy beating an incumbent. I've never backed down from a challenge. We've articulated our message, I think, very well to the voters, and I think we've got a real good opportunity on Election Day.
Okay. What would be your main priority that you want to see accomplished if you're elected?
My main priority is to bring back the conservative principles that represent the people in that district. It's very frustrating when you only have one voice in Washington, D.C., and that voice votes the opposite of the way the vast majority of the constituents want them to vote. And number two is someone that stands up and fights for them, that is a voice for them in D.C., as opposed to somebody who's spending most of his time, as Mark does, in the Capitol Grill, smoking cigars with the other congressmen, and voting to get along and go along, as opposed to fighting those people and getting what's best for the people of his district.
Okay. If you were in office today, what would you be saying on the floor in regards to yesterday's horrific shooting?
Well, the mass shootings have been horrendous across the board. And before we start saying, hey, it's a gun issue, it's really an issue of the type of mental care that we have in our society, and the lack of treatment and the lack of identifying people that have these type of dangers. Look, I come from my grandmother came from Armenia. The first thing that and she escaped the Armenian genocide. The first thing the Turkish government did before the genocide was to confiscate all the guns of the Armenians. And then once they confiscated them all, they slaughtered 1.5 million of them living there out of the 2 million. So confiscating guns isn't the answer. It's identifying the real problem, and that's the people committing these crimes.
Well, I agree with confiscating guns is not an answer, and I don't think I've heard anyone say that that's even a concept, which is, thank God it's not. But how would you improve mental health in your district?
Well, there's got to be a better focus on identifying the people that are having these issues. I haven't read up on this latest one because there's been so many of them.
Right.
But the ones that have been many of them that have been doing this have been posting things on social media. They've been posting things showing that they've had these kind of problems, and many a times even some of these type of desires that if we would have done a better job of identifying these people, we might have been able to put a stop to them. You know, you can't stop all evil in society. And when you say they haven't talked about confiscating guns, they talked about having the national registry, and that's the first thing towards confiscating guns.
Well, okay. A national registry to me is not a bad idea. We all register our cars and our homes, yeah, and our property.
That's what they did to the Armenians, and they found out who had the guns, and they went and confiscated them once they had the registry.
Well, fortunately, we live in the United States, not Armenia. The other thought would be, and you just hit on it, how do we get the public, especially in this case, an 18-year-old who probably just graduated from high school, and I don't know that for a fact, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he graduated in the last few weeks from high school. Given that, how do we get other students and parents and just community people to understand the signs of an individual that might have some of these issues?
Yeah, no, I think that's really the key. And, you know, you walk a fine line because you don't want to be going to authorities and identifying people that aren't a threat just because they may have said something you didn't like. But at the same time, you don't want to ignore threats that could have saved, and I think it's up to 19 people that have been killed in the last one. It's a fine line, and it's a hard answer. So that's why it hasn't been solved yet.
Well, and I think that is one of the biggest things that we need to talk about is an education process across the nation about awareness of individuals with mental defects that bring out the anger and the violent attitude of them. You know, I think every person on the planet has some kind of a mental defect, but they're not violent, you know. I have a carry concealed weapon I've never fired. So it's like, you know, some of us can carry a gun and use it only when it's necessary. This individual yesterday, I don't know what he was thinking, and I don't want to learn. But if more people were aware of the factors of the individuals that have committed these, you know, these shootings all over across our country, I think that would help in society in general.
Yeah, I would agree. And again, this one's a little bit different than some of the previous shootings at the schools in that this one, and I can't understand what would be going through someone's mind that they would think this was somewhat the right approach. A lot of these other people that have gone back to the schools and shot up the students were people that went to those schools and they felt they were being bullied or laughed at and so forth. This is a kid, this is a guy that, as you mentioned, just graduated high school that went to a young elementary school and took the life of the youngest. I mean, it's just a sick individual. And I think it's probably guys like him that had harder signs to identify than maybe somebody that was out of school that was having problems at that school.
And that's probably 100% accurate that trying to find these individuals, because I understand he wrecked his truck and ran to the school. So it's almost as if that was not his mission to begin with, you know. He shot his grandmother, and then I don't know what his next step was in his plan. We'll probably never know. But I don't think it was originally in his plan to get to the school and shoot people, but he wiped out a whole classroom. I don't know that, like you said, I don't know that we'll ever find that sick individual, but I do think that between mental health, between possibly you know, identifying some kind of a program to help people identify individuals with violent tendencies. And then, you know, the teaching of family values in the schools, you know, and anger management. It's all those factors to me that gives this individual or has the lack of in this individual to commit these crimes.
Yeah, I agree. And I did just to touch more on the family values part. We're talking about the mass shootings now, but there's so much violence that is going on around the world, and here in the United States particularly. I talk to my daughter about it all the time. I think it's a lack of the family upbringing. We have laws that encourage people not to be married and that live together, and that you don't have two parents that are overseeing you. One of them, if you're in a single-parent household, one's working. That the values of the families have been deteriorating over the period of time, and you see this in the rise and just ridiculous violence that's happening. I mean, virtually every day you read something, whether it's in Chicago, New York, or some other big city, where it's just crazy some of the violence that happens and how people can have that kind of hatred in them and do it. But, you know, there's bad people in the world, and I don't think people in Congress are going to solve that answer. It's more society.
Right. Hey, let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. And I got a couple questions about Laughlin and gaming in general. So stick around. Hold on one second here. I do want to remind everybody a couple things going on around our community. There's a blood drive today for the Colorado River Women's Council. It's at 2580 Landon Drive in Bullhead City. It goes on until 1 o'clock. Call by talent. You can even pre-register and they'll email you the little questionnaire. 877-258-4825. Tomorrow there is a Get Trucking Career Fair at MCC in Kingman. That's from 9 to 1. And you can call MCC at 928-212-8187. Also, Summit Realty has a mixer tomorrow night, 8550 Highway 95 at 5:30.
Hi, this is Heather from Mojave Electric Cooperative, and we're proud to announce our new program, Mojave Charge, which offers rebates for battery storage systems coupled with solar or other renewable energy. Rebates are up to $500 are available for each qualifying battery installation. This rebate can be combined with other solar rebates. To learn more, contact our energy management specialist at 928-763-1100 or at our website, mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Memories of 2020 bring stress. In 2022, bring your stress to the Laughlin Ranch Spa in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is stress relief central. Start with a sauna or steam room. Then there is a nice relaxing massage, consistently sanitized after each customer. The spa at Laughlin Ranch includes salon services, nails trimmed, shined, or filled, facials, and more. Ask about float pads. Make your appointment, 928-754-4050.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Appreciate you tuning in today. We're brought to you each and every day by Mojave Electric Cooperative. If you'd like to save money, you get a co-op connection card for free. And you just put it on your keychain and show it off everywhere you go. You know, show it off at, Drifting Bistro, First Chiropractic, Hayes Chiropractic, IHOP, just some of the places, Shiver River, you know, T-Mobile of Kingman, just some of the places that give you a 5, 10, 15% off when you show that. So if you don't have a co-op connection card and you're an MEC customer, stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today. Questions, call 763-1100. Walker Service Electric. Walker Service Electric electricians are out every single day. Kingman, Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Golden Shores, Golden Valley, they're everywhere. If you have an electrical issue with your business or your home, you got one number to call, 928-718-9444. If you want an extra fan, you want to put a swamp cooler in someplace because, you know, now's a great time to add one. Yeah. One number to call, and they're available 24/7 if you have an emergency on the weekends. Call, put them in your cell phone, Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. East West Financial Services, if you're thinking about retiring or you're already retired but you don't have enough money, well, sit down with Jack Mafara and talk about it. He can help your money that you have make you more. What a concept. Yeah. And Your original investment is never a threat. He protects your assets. Give him a call. Questions are free. You can sit down with him and talk for about half an hour. It doesn't cost you a dime. Call 928-888-9828. He has offices in Bullhead City and Kingman. Been doing this for 30 years. You ought to know what he's doing. 20 of it right here in Mojave County. All right, back in the studio and with on the phone, candidate for District 2 in Nevada, Congress District, and Danny Tarkanian. And, Danny, I want to ask you a question. If you were in Congress right now and they stuck you in a committee, which they do that frequently, and said you're going to help develop the workforce in America, what ideas would you have about that?
Well, I think the ideas that President Trump had done in the last his 4 years I thought were working really well. What he did was he had a common sense solutions or common sense analysis on what type of regulations should be imposed. He got rid of a lot of the burdensome and outdated and regulations that were hamstring the businesses. He also was able to streamline projects to get done quicker than in the past. and that allowed businesses to be able to move forward much more quicker and do renovations and stuff. You know, in northern Nevada, there's an industrial park here that's one of the biggest in the world now, or at least in the United States. And it was only created up here in northern Nevada because the Story County Commissioners approved their building permits. They streamlined them, got them through quicker, and they were able to get the project started. If you really want to bring new businesses into a community, you got to find something that's going to be attractive to them, that's going to get them motivated to move to your community as opposed to others, allowing companies to come in, get things done quicker and faster is one of the things. Two, there has to be certainty, I think, of what the costs are going to be. If you have a keep changing what you're going to charge for the different taxes and fees, it's going to inhibit other companies from coming in and moving there. Now, I think those are two of the biggest things that can help invigorate an economy. And then you got to get creative. You know, Las Vegas has been changing over a period of time, and it continues to expand. And it's moved from one type of attraction to a more of a family-oriented nightclub type of attraction than just a gaming. So I know in Laughlin, it started off as we're going to have casinos on the border. Now you have the Indian casinos that are competing with it. You're going to have to do something to change your target market and focus on a certain thing that may bring more people to the community.
You mentioned Donald Trump as president, some of the things that he put into place. Has he endorsed you?
No.
Oh.
No,
okay.
He has not. I haven't talked with him or anybody from his staff. I don't think he's that easy to talk with. But,
oh, okay.
I really want to run this campaign on what I think the people of congressionals do need and want and what's been missing. And that's basically what we talked about earlier, the voting record of the incumbent and his lack of being out there fighting on their behalf.
Okay. And then jobs, of course, is a major problem everywhere. A friend of mine here is Sean Hammond, is the general manager of two of the casinos in Laughlin, the Aquarius and the Edgewater. And they have three, the company, and they closed one during the pandemic when the governor closed the casinos. They, about the next week or so, announced they would permanently close Colorado Bell. And he said on my radio show just a couple of months ago, he hopes somebody doesn't call him and tell him to open it back up because he doesn't know where he would get the employees.
That is really the biggest problem out there now, and it's really stunning to me the lack of employees out there. Every business is saying the exact same thing. It doesn't matter whether it's a restaurant business or a construction business. Everybody's short employees.
Right, and that's something we have to work on, I think, nationwide. So, what is your website and email, or how people can get in touch with you?
Sure, it's TARK, T-A-R-K, 4-F-O-R, N-V for Nevada.com, TARK4NV.com.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
All right.
Great conversation.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a super day.
You too.
All right. Stick around. We're going to come right back. And Tanya Brown-Worth will be here from the Laughlin Library.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Attention Mojave County Realtors. This is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
It's Big Horn Scramble time. Fairway Village Estates and Mountain Bound Storage invites you to sign up now for the inaugural Big Horn Scramble, set for June 4th at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club in Bullhead City. Entry fee includes golf, range balls, hole-in-one prizes, which includes an opportunity to win a vehicle on each par 3, cash prizes, and lunch. The fun begins Friday night at the Anderson Fieldhouse with the registration Calcutta party. For more details or to sign up, contact Gary Reynolds at 928-788-3866. That's 788-3866.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, a four-star rated facility for the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services. They constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapy, and speech therapist. And it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Pet 5150, yeah, they're going to have Max here next week, Saturday afternoon, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Yeah, we'll pick him up Tuesday because I'm take off Monday and Tuesday next week. So Pet 5150, I'll find out then because I'll see him in the videos how much fun he's having there. You need to see the videos on Facebook because I tell you, Pet 5150, it's like the dogs going to Disneyland. Daycare all day long, boarding, bathing, spa, you know, for those parents that want their poodle with blue hair, they'll do the blue hair thing, you know. I mean, Liz does it all, and she does the TLC for the dogs. They love it there. So book your dog today. Call 928-577-7390. Liz is going to be in here next week, or no. This Friday? Yeah, this Friday. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, call Chad. He's got lots of it. Yeah, just call him up and go, hey, Chad, I need $125,000. Now, he might have you come in and fill out a couple of pieces of paper, but, you know. And then while you're filling those out, you'll look up, he's gone. Yeah, he goes down into his vault, which is below his desk, about the size of the Pentagon underground, packed with money. Every shelf has money on it. He gets your $125,000, he brings it back up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Well, almost. Call him. Chad Hansen. 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Call him up. Say, I want some of your money. All right. Into the studio we go. And the energetic, the all-knowledgeable of the Laughlin Library, Tanya Brown-Worth. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. Great to see you. I'm so happy to see you today.
Good morning. You have so much energy when you come in here and talk about your library. My wife called me on my way over today, and she goes, who's your guest today? And I go, oh, I have Tanya from the library. You need to listen because you need to go, because my wife loves libraries.
Oh, good.
I said, you need to go join the Laughlin Library. You can get movies and da-da-da-da. I'm doing a commercial for you to my wife.
I'm so happy. Yes, tell her to come on down. She's definitely got an open invite to see us anytime. We're open 7 days a week.
She will. She'll come.
Good. So this month I have a very big announcement.
Uh-oh.
Something special is happening in June I wanted to let everyone know about.
I need a drum roll here.
It is the early voting and voting at the Laughlin Library.
Ah.
So this is for folks who live in our county.
Right.
We are hosting the Clark County Elections Department on June 4th, June 5th, and June 6th. So it's like an early voting weekend.
So they'll have like a table there or whatever?
No, it's like a full setup. Like they have to come the day before with huge machines.
Oh,
like
really?
Their team is like more than my staff. I want to say they bring 10 to 20 people.
Wow.
Who some are, you know, working for the county and some are volunteers
right.
in our area. And they set up our multi-purpose room for the purposes of providing early voting on early voting weekend, which is the 4th, 5th, and 6th. June.
And that's
June.
On the weekend when most
yep.
people are off, so how convenient is that?
Very convenient. And long hours, too. So on Saturday the 4th, it's 10 to 6. Sunday, 11 to 5. Monday, 10 to 6 again. 10, but on actual election day, which is the 14th, they're going to be there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. like they always are on election day.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
So there's no reason for people in Laughlin to say they didn't have time to vote.
It's so easy. And, you know, they make it even easier than that. I'll let you know, the last few times we've hosted the election at the library, they provide that ballot box in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
So some people, you know, they might not have time for a line. If there is a line, there usually isn't,
right,
especially toward the end of the day. But if they just wanted to go in and drop off, they provide a mail-in drop box,
right,
box for folks to just do that real quick. But, yeah, they have all the machines, lots of people to help you.
Oh, good.
And so just come on down with your sample ballot, vote at the library. We're doing it on Saturday the 4th through the 6th, and then on Election Day, which is the 14th.
So that's next weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It feels like it's too soon.
You know?
I thought I had more time, but, it is. You're right, it's next
weekend.
That's
like when you watch TV and they go, this is the last show of the season. I'm like, wait a minute, this is May, All of a sudden the season's over in May. It used to be over in, June, late June.
It's true. I don't understand seasons anymore. TV series used to kind of be more...
Well, I think they save money by only producing so many shows versus, they produce 12 shows versus 16 or something.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay.
But, yeah, seasons are changing,
Yeah, this hardly means anything anymore because it could be 6 episodes or it could be 25. No one will know.
And now they're talking in Congress that they might want to do away with daylight savings time.
I keep hearing this.
So we might be on the same time forever.
That is so interesting to think of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the time that we're on today would be the time forever.
Right.
Nevada would never change. California would never change.
Yeah. A lot of people have strong feelings about it, especially when the time change happens twice a year. They'd love to tell us about it.
So. I know. It goes both ways.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so true.
So glad it is, and the other one that comes in and are angry.
It's true.
Yeah. So what else is happening at the library? This is the happening spot in Laughlin.
Yes.
If you don't gamble, you need to go to the library.
Everything is free. We never ask you to pay for one thing ever.
Right.
Even our late fees are really...
Nothing?
25 cents per day per item. Some people choose to be late and just pay the buck. You know what I mean? So, yes.
They feel like they're contributing to the library.
They really do. It's true what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So, in addition to the election, that's the big thing happening. It's taken up a lot of our meeting room spaces toward the beginning of that month. And then on the 9th, we are offering our very first cricket craft program for adults and seniors.
Cricket craft.
Have you heard of a cricket machine?
Well, I know what a cricket is.
I think it might even be called Cri-Cut, but I call it the cricket machine.
Uh-huh.
So crafty folks who know, it's an electronic cutting machine.
Ah.
But you can cut all kinds of designs using a computer, and you can use all kinds of materials, not just paper, but also vinyl, cardstock, transfers, different things like that. So we have two in our library. And so one of our library assistants will be bringing these out for the purposes of showing folks how to use it and what it's capable of making.
How cool.
Yeah, we use it a lot, too, for our library stuff, just making, nice signs and posters and things.
Right.
But it's a really cool device. It's available at most craft stores, and it's basically the new die-cut machine.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to have a Cricut craft program. That's going to happen on Thursday the 9th at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Our Alzheimer's support group folks are still coming to the library once a month, usually the third Thursday. This month they'll be here on the 16th at 10:30 in the morning. That's a good program for folks who are dealing with Alzheimer's, dementia, memory issues, memory caregiving. Everybody's welcome. Very informal, sweet group of folks.
Good.
And then our Saturday Readers Book Club is really taking off. I'm happy to report.
Yeah?
Last month, I remember coming here and telling you about a book, and that book got 18 people last month.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great group of folks, and it keeps building. They're having a lot of fun in there. And we can hear them outside the room laughing and having a good time. So
they review the book, and then they all end up checking it out?
Yeah, it's like an informal social event for the most part.
Okay.
We might just talk about the book for a little bit and then move on to the more important topics,
The election.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's a great group of folks. They're a lot of fun. I recommend anybody who's interested in our book club to come by our library, pick up the book list for the rest of the year, and also see us on the third Saturdays at 11 o'clock a.m.
How cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We're a little reminder that we're going to be closed on June 19 for Juneteenth, But we're back at it on Wednesday, June 22nd for Ask a Master Gardener.
Oh, what is June 19th for Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is a new federal holiday.
Oh.
And my understanding is that it's meant to commemorate the emancipation of enslaved people in the United States.
Oh, okay.
So we weren't off on Juneteenth last year, but this will be the first time that we'll be closed.
Bummer. It's a Sunday. I won't be here either.
And it's Father's Day, too, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say Father's Day falls on the same day. Maybe that's why you're not here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Wednesday the 22nd, we're going to have the Master Gardeners at 10:30 in the morning. Anybody with questions about gardening and growing things in this very hot Mojave Desert, welcome to come by, share ideas, and get some tips and tricks from Ask a Master Gardener at 10:30 on June 22nd. And then the last couple things I wanted to mention for the adult side are the movie matinee. We have a movie matinee for No Time to Die, which is a James Bond film.
Ooh.
That's going to happen on Friday, the 24th, at 2 o'clock. You're welcome to come down. We're now providing popcorn and treats for folks at the movie matinee. So No Time to Die on Friday, the 24th, at 2 o'clock. And lastly, for the adult side, the writers group is still meeting on Mondays.
Yeah?
Yep, every Monday at 1 o'clock.
You know, my listeners are so unique. This is a phone, and I give the phone number out every day, 702-298-1063. But people text me and say, yes, Juneteenth is the 19th, and it is Father's Day.
That's how fast you get...
Oh, yeah, that's how I get information. They don't call in, they just text me.
So you're always dialed in. Like news does not happen without you.
That's
kind of cool.
A few minutes ago, a guy texted me and said that's just we were talking about the student from the shooting yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And they said he didn't graduate during the China flu. He dropped out.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Interesting.
All right. So people just text during the show.
I love texting.
I know. I guess I should have my phone up here somewhere in the middle so I always see it.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder if that's probably the way we're going, you know? Will phone calls be obsolete?
I don't know.
It's almost like passing notes to people you know.
Yeah,
you know?
Like in school.
Like in class, exactly.
That's like, I just saw this picture the other day that showed a library card system, the Dewey Decimal System, right?
Yeah.
And it said, this was my Google.
Exactly. Know? That's how you would search.
Right.
It's so interesting how things have made so many changes so quickly.
Now, do you still have a card system in the Dewey Decimal?
We don't have paper cards. We have it all on the computer.
Oh, okay.
So it's faster and more efficient, but also it's more comprehensive. Like you can, before in the system, you couldn't really do keyword search because every single word on that card would have to be, you know,
right,
cataloged, and that's just not practical to have, you know, one word for every. So, but in the computers that we use, just one word in the whole record will pull up the record.
Kind of like Google when you put in.
Exactly. So in that way, it's
British
more
schools that'll list them all. Or
exactly.
Yeah.
So in that way, it's more efficient. But you know, I have to admit, those, you know, the actual furniture, the drawers,
yeah, I know,
are so hard to find. People are buying them up. It's like a collector's thing.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so.
Because libraries are going to these computer systems, and so everybody's, you know, jockeying to buy those beautiful wooden.
Right.
And they're really helpful, too, when you think about just keeping your house organized.
Oh, yeah. And something that people, when they took them out of the libraries, they just put them in a storage room somewhere.
Exactly.
And now people want to buy them up. Because because people have family members that were librarians.
It's what a, true.
What a nice table.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
And then they could put all their little knickknacks in the drawers.
You can do anything you want with those things. And I like the little, you know, the drawer pull itself.
Yeah,
they're usually of a uniform shape, and then there's a little label sometimes, too. I wish I could get my hands on one. I can't find one anywhere.
Yeah, you've been looking.
So, but
eBay.
One day.
eBay.
Yeah.
Yep, there's one there somewhere.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Too funny.
One of these days.
Yep. What else is happening?
Another big event that's happening in June that I wanted to share is our Summer Challenge Kickoff for Kids and Teens. This is going to happen on Thursday, June 2nd. Today's the last day of school in Laughlin.
Okay.
So kids will be off for the summer until school's back in for fall, and we will keep them busy with our Summer Challenge. It's a lot of fun. It's a party happening on June 2nd at 2 o'clock.
That's next Tuesday.
Yes.
Right.
Thursday. Thursday the 2nd. And there's going to be lots of yummy treats. It's like a carnival atmosphere. And we're going to treat the kids to some crafts and games.
You know how to get
the
kids in there. Feed them.
I mean, really, that's the quickest. If you want to be effective, you have to bring some Otter Pop, something.
Something.
So we're going to offer some fun and games for the kids on Thursday the 2nd. And this is for all ages, really. You can even bring your toddlers up to your teenagers.
Cool.
It's a fun party at the library, completely free. We provide all the supplies. You just have to show up.
Exciting.
And we'll get you signed up for the summer challenge.
I like it.
So,
And you came in with a book.
I did, yeah.
A librarian with a book. Imagine that.
Yeah. Saint X is the book.
Saint X.
This is for the next Saturday Readers Book Club. This is a debut novel by a gal named Alexis Shatkin, I think is the way you say it. And I really love debut novels. I feel like that's one of my favorite genres.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't want to read the second book. I just want to read their first novel and move on.
No sequel, huh?
Yeah, no sequel. But this one's called Saint X, and it's got a lot of rave reviews, and it's the debut novel from Alexis Shatkin.
So now, when you get home at night, do you read?
I do.
Yeah, for how long?
I read actually in the morning and at night.
Oh, okay.
So before I get out of the bed, I've probably done 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
At least, yeah.
All right.
Maybe 30 minutes on a day that I'm busy, but I like to read in the morning, and then I like to read before I go to bed. And I'm trying this thing where you read nonfiction in the morning, real things, the news, and then before you put your bed on your head on your pillow in bed, read something a little lighter, fiction that's not so heavy.
Right.
And I feel like that's kind of my favorite method of reading,
yeah.
But I like to read a lot, yeah.
And you take books from the library?
I like to do books, but I also like to read newspapers.
Yeah?
And
online?
Yeah,
yeah,
different magazines. I'm a big fan of magazines. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I'll read a lot of different books. I like kids' books. I like teen books. I like adult books. I like memoirs, nonfiction, fiction. I try to mix it up.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not a fast reader. I have to admit, I'm not the fastest reader. There's folks that come to our library that can do a book a day every
really?
Other day. I don't know how they do that. That's amazing to me. But I'm a slower reader, but I like to read a lot of different things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you? Do you read? Do you like to read?
I'm not a big reader.
Mm.
I don't know why. I just, even as a kid, I wasn't a big reader. People
yeah.
said they read a book as a kid, and I'm like, oh, you did? That's nice.
Yeah.
That's never been my thing.
Yeah.
So, I'm not.
There's lots of ways to get stories, though. I think about this because the library not only has books.
Right.
We have TV shows. We have audiobooks, which is kind of like radio. It's a different
right?
way of telling a story.
Yeah.
Or broadcasting. And I definitely love TV and movies and
yeah.
radio. You know,
to me,
I listen to a lot.
Audiobooks are the perfect way to travel.
It's exactly right.
You know, if you're an 18-wheeler driver
yeah.
and you're traveling, what better way than to listen to a book online, you know, that are on your radio system or
exactly.
your phone.
Exactly.
And enjoy it while you're driving.
Yeah, or any activity where you want your hands to be free to do something
right.
else. So in that way, I like to listen like when I'm doing my dishes.
Yeah.
Just anything where you can listen without and still follow the story and get the narration. Yeah, I think a lot of our people, they come to our library and load up before their trips. And they calculate, you know, okay, this one's a 9-hour book, so this will get me from here to Gallup, New Mexico
okay.
or whatever.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a big thing.
I like it.
Me too.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Tanya. If you have questions, give us a call, 702-298-1063. And right now, it's a winning Wednesday. If you want to go to Perkins with a $25 gift card, call me right now. You don't have to use it right away. You can go anytime. 702-298-1063. I'm going to give somebody a $25 gift card, and they're going to enjoy that. I do want to remind you there's a Kingman Blood Drive at St. John's United Methodist Church, 8-1 on Saturday. Did I say call by talent? 877-258-4825.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Hi, my name is Jack Mathier, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at the Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call people crazy about pets. Pet 5150. 928-577-7390. Treat your dog. 928-577-7390.
Hi, this is Debbie Pennington with River Cities United Way, and I have a special announcement. During the pandemic, Access members have been able to stay covered, regardless of income eligibility changes. If you are an individual or family member covered by Access, I'm speaking to you. When the pandemic subsides, be sure Access can contact you to confirm your continued eligibility. Confirm your eligibility by visiting healtharizonaplus.gov or call 1-855-432-7587.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I did want to remind you, Paul Lavoie is coming up at the top of the hour with Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. He's going to have the principal on from Lake Havasu High School, Scott Becker, and then talking about creator of Lake Havasu City app. Yeah, so if you want to join the app, they'll tell you all about it. Tomorrow on this show, we're going to have Dave Lords. He's going to be on the phone because he's in Washington, D.C. I said, okay, well, I guess I'll let you call in. Hey, Speak Out Issue of Day is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. If you're hungry, check out the bar and grill. You heard the high school students in here a couple of weeks ago that play golf up there, and they talked all about the grill. They love the steaks and the pastas and the burgers and the sandwiches and everything. So if you want to go there for lunch or dinner, check it out. It's open to the public. You can dine in. You can carry out. You can see the whole menu at the grill, or the ranch, Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill. See it all at LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Well, how are the comfort tools in your home or your business? Well, Arizona Comfort Solutions, that's who everybody calls, 928-758-2400. If you've got a problem with your AC, your swamp cooler, your thermostat, give them a call, 928-758-2400. And if you can't change your filters because they're up high and maybe you can't get on a ladder, call them up to say, come by and change my filters. I have them. They'll do it. They'll do it for free. Yeah. But that's all you need. They'll do that for you because that's the way they are. Call them at 928-758-2400. Take care of your cooling tools. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care. And I can attest to that. I spent 3 days there with a little heart issue. Yeah, just, you know, something you have to watch. But they got it fixed. They ended up zapping me yesterday morning. Yeah, you know, you see it on the movies when they rub the little paddles together. Well, kind of just like that. 360 volts. Yeah. They also have a chest pain center. I didn't visit that yet. They can do cardiac catheterization 24/7. I didn't need that yet, but, you know, we'll see. You can learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-2273. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Anytime you can have that breakfast, lunch, and dinner while you're there. And you can take home something from the bakery. Oh, yeah, the fresh cookies, the muffins, the pies. Oh, all so good. Chocolate overload cake, chocolate peanut butter drop, or a raspberry lemon drop. And don't forget Fish Fridays. It's all you can eat at Perkins.
You want a mic?
Okay, we got about 4 minutes left here in the studio with Tanya from the Laughlin Library. What else is happening in your little list over there.
Well, I did want to mention a couple of things. Sticking with the kids and teens side, just because they're out of school today and we want to keep them busy this summer, the Summer Challenge kickoff party is happening on Thursday, June 2nd. Every kid and teen is invited. You can be from either side of the river. It doesn't matter. Join us at 2 o'clock for some wet and wild activities, outdoor fun, and frozen treats.
Wet and wild activities at the library?
I feel like that's water balloons. I can't confirm, but when I hear wet and wild activities and kickoff party, I think water balloons. But
oh,
I can't.
Okay.
You'll just have to show up and see if they
I guess
do.
So.
Yeah.
And show up prepared to get wet.
Exactly. Bring a towel.
Yeah.
Oh. And then we have a teen hangout this summer.
I can just see it now. Mom, I'm putting my bathing suit on. Yeah. Will you take me to the library?
Exactly.
What?
And we have we're doing teen hangouts this summer.
Okay.
So we have two scheduled in June, one on the 7th and the 21st. Those are both Tuesdays, so it's like Teen Tuesday.
Okay.
Kids are invited if they're between the ages of 12 and 17 years old.
All right.
And the cool part about the teen hangout is that the gal who runs it, Miss Tracy, is very open to their ideas.
Oh.
So if they want to do a movie, then we'll do a movie. If they want to do the Nintendo Switch, we'll bring it out. So come join us on Teen Hangout on Tuesday, the 7th and the 21st of next month.
That's perfect for
3
parents.
O'clock.
You don't want to keep their kids busy during the summer.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, and it's fun for the kids, too. They come into this library and all this stuff is for free.
Well, that's the best part right
there. They like to pay with their library card, quote unquote. You know, this one's on me, you know, because they have a card.
Ah, okay.
We're going to do Lego Club two times in June. We're going to do Lego Club on the 8th and the 22nd. All the bricks and all the building, Lego Club is back.
Now, what age group do you get in there to play with the Legos?
Different ages. We don't want to go too young with Legos for obvious reasons.
Right.
So most of the time we'll get like kindergarten to 11.
Okay.
But we always invite families. Older brothers and sisters are always, included.
How many seniors do you get to come in there and play with the Legos?
I really should have a Lego club for the adult side. I'm thinking that could actually be a thing. And we definitely have enough Legos for two programs.
I interviewed a little girl a couple of weeks ago right here that's in the Miss Cinderella pageant.
Yeah.
That she wants to be a developer of homes.
Cool.
And design homes.
Yeah.
And she says, I play with my brother's Legos all the time.
Yeah. Like almost all the smart people I've ever met played with Legos. And they're like engineers and scientists and, So there's something to it. I think that it's really important for development,
Very cool.
And then, in addition to Teen Hangout and the Lego Club happening both twice next month, we're going to do a tween scene with Miss Tracy for some fun activities. This is for 8 to 11-year-olds, June 12th at 2 o'clock.
Excellent. All right.
Movie Matinee Turning Red on Monday, June 13th for the kids, 2 o'clock. School-age kids are welcome. Free movie screening, treats, and snacks are provided.
You feed them, too.
Well, and then there's the Teen Shutter Club, which is a really cool program because we have so much really cool equipment. Anybody interested in the Teen Shutter Club, come see us on June 15th, 3 o'clock, and this is for ages 12 to 17. This is a Wednesday. Learn the basics of photography at this hands-on program.
Good. Okay, what's the phone number for the library?
Phone number to the library is 702-507-4063. We are open 7 days a week.
7 days a week?
Yep.
And then a website?
Our website is www.lvccld.org, which stands for Las Vegas Clark County Library District.org.
Wow.
That's us.
Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Great information.
Great. Thank you.
All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Back tomorrow with Dave Lords. Have a great day. Paula Boy's up next after the move. After the news. News? After the news. And then Sean Hannity.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.